جیے جا سوال کیے جا. مائیکل آئی ایم ناٹ شور مائی مائک از ورکنگ, از اٹ ورکنگ؟ آل رائٹ. جیے جا سوال کیے جا. آئی ایم یور ہوسٹ ودیا اینڈ دس از دا سفاری کوئز شو برٹ ٹو یو بائی سفاری کڈ. ناؤ فار دوز آف یو ہو بین لیونگ انڈر اے کیو سم ویئر, سفاری کڈ از این امیزنگ پری اسکول اینڈ آفٹر اسکول پروگرام وتھ مینی 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 لوکیشنز ان دا بے ایریا. اینڈ اف یو گو ٹو سفاری کڈ یو ایس اے ڈاٹ کام یو آر شیور ٹو فائنڈ اے لوکیشن دیٹس ریئلی کلوز اینڈ کنوینئنٹ ٹو یو. دے آر پری اسکول پروگرامز فار دا ینگر کڈز اینڈ ایز ویل ایز آفٹر اسکول پروگرامز ویئر دے آفر ہوم ورک ہیلپ اینڈ ا لاٹ آف انریچمنٹ ایکٹیویٹیز. آئی تھنک آئی ہیو یٹ ٹو میٹ a kid who goes to Safari Kid who doesn't like the program. They enjoy themselves, they play with their friends, they get their homework done. Wow! So do check out safarikidusa.com and of course do check out Safari Quiz Show page on Facebook. If you haven't already liked us and it's a show that you listen to every day, then please, please, please go and like us on Facebook. We just put up the names of the winners, pictures of the contestants and fun stuff on Facebook. We don't spam you at all. So if you haven't already liked us on Facebook, please go ahead and like us. Okay, registrations are open for Summer Camp 2015 at all locations of Safari Kid. There's a 5% discount for siblings. Summer Camp activities include Lego robotics, art, science, creative writing, theater, young chef, talent shows, spelling bee, math, general knowledge, indoor games, outdoor sports and field trips. I have a feeling that we'll put up some quizzes there as well. So do check out safarikidusa.com for the summer camp offerings. And if you already haven't locked up all your summer camps for your kids, this may be a great way to make sure that they don't get bored over the summer. They're learning something and also having a lot of fun. All right. So you didn't hear kids' voices today, just myself and Michael, which means today is a listener special. Woohoo! Listener specials are very special because they offer 8 prizes to our loyal listeners. We know how much you like the show and sometimes we'd like to do a listener special so that we can give out more prizes. First of all, let me give in the call-in number, very important number for today because that's the number you're going to be calling to compete for our prizes. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Also want to give out our email address because that's who you'll be writing to if you do win a prize. It's safariquizshow@gmail.com. We had a mom last week send an email to safarikids@gmail.com, but that's not it. Please don't send it there. We have our own quiz show, our own Gmail account, safariquizshow@gmail.com. It's all one word. All right, so today's listener special, we are going to be talking about alliteration. Alliteration. Now, what is alliteration? I'm sure the younger kids have no idea. But, you know, we've all done alliteration in the past. Alliteration is the repetition of the same sound or letter at the beginning of each or most of the words in a sentence. For instance, Betty bought a bit of butter. Nearly all the words begin with the letter B. And that is alliteration. Simple, huh? So Coca-Cola, Dunkin' Donuts, Best Buy. These are all examples of alliteration. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to give you a bunch of sentences and you have to finish them with two words, all beginning with the same alliterative sound. So in this case, if I said Betty bought a bot and then I left it to your imagination, you could say Betty bought a bit of butter. You could also say Betty bought big bananas, and that would be okay too. What we're just trying to show is your creativity in coming up with some alliterative sentences. So let me explain how the listener special works for those of you who haven't done this before. We do 2 questions and then we take a break, then we do 2 more questions and then we take a break. Sometimes this leads to a little bit of confusion because when we have finished question number 1 and moved on to question number 2, then people are still waiting to answer question number 1 because some days we have a lot of calls. But when I cue you and I say it's now time for question number 2, that means question number 1 is done. And the way we know question number 1 is done is that I take a maximum of 10 answers per question. If I say last question, that means that question is done and I move on to the next one. All right, so remember, this particular listener special, it has nothing to do with correct answers. There are no correct answers except you need to alliterate. That means even if there are some conventionally correct answers, but you pick something else that totally fits in that sentence, I'll take it. I want to see how people can come up with the most creative answers, okay? Because, you know, alliteration is fun. So, like Betty bought big bananas, or Betty bought blue bumblebees, you know, all of that is correct. All right, here we go. Here's our first question, and here call in number one more time, 510-770-1550. Peter Piper picked a peck off. Peter Piper picked a peck off. And finish it. And yes, there is a conventional answer. You can give that, or you can make your own word up. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jayant, and I think the answer is pickle of pepper.
Pickle pepper, says Jayant. So that's his answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes.
My name is Venus, and I think the answer is pickled peppers.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Anya, and my answer is on the purple patch.
Purple patch. Picked a peck of on the purple patch. Okay, that doesn't actually make a complete sentence. So you have to give me something that you can actually say the whole sentence. Peter Piper picked a peck of purple. Purple, I'll accept. What is the next word?
Patch.
Okay. Purple patch, says Anya. Nice. Nice try. All right. Next caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni. My answer is pickled peppers.
Roshni says pickled peppers. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is pickled peppers.
Thank you, Anaga. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is pickled pepper.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is pickled pepper.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mickey, and the answer is popcorn pepper.
Popcorn peppers, all right. That's a new one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nandini, and I think the answer is Pink Panther.
Pink Panther, awesome. All right, and last caller for question number one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Peppy Pumpkins.
Peppy Pumpkins. Awesome. All right. Tanisha was the last caller. And yes, we had some nice creative answers for question number one. So we had our 10 callers. So we're actually going to move on to question number two. Rather alliterative sentence number two. There are no questions and answers today. It's just creativity. Okay. Here's our second one. Sparkling spiderwebs spun by, and yes, you can come up with something so long as it makes a complete sentence. I'm looking forward to some really creative answers. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashvi, and the answer is pickled peppers.
Oh, Kashvi, we've moved on to question number two. It's this one. How about you try it? Sparkling spiderwebs spun by... Give me two words to finish the sentence. Sparkling spiderwebs spun by... All right, think. In the meantime, we'll try somebody else. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jayant, and I think the answer is silly serpent.
Silly?
Serpent.
Serpents. All right. Thank you, Jayant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Venus, and I think the answer is... Spooky spiders.
Sparkling spiderwebs spun by spooky spiders. Say that 5 times in a row. Let's move on to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Alexander. Stinging scorpions.
Stinging scorpions. Awesome. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Michonne, and my answer is sparkling spiders.
Sparkling spiders. Well, yeah, sparkling spiderwebs spun by sparkling spiders. Makes complete sense. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni. My answer is secretive seahorses.
Secretive seahorses. That's awesome. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is CJ. I think the answer is silver spiders.
What's that?
Silver spiders.
Silver spiders? Is that right? Did I get that right?
Silver spiders.
I didn't get that, but it sounded alliterative, so I'll take it. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is spinning sofa.
Spinning sofas? Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Sassy Spider.
Sassy Spider. All right, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Akshat, and I think the answer is small spiders.
Small spiders. Very good. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is singing spiders.
Singing spiders. Thank you, Stuti. Stuti was the last caller for our question number two, our sentence number two. And you can see you can have so much fun with it. So while we go on break and decide who won our questions one and two, have fun, do your thing. And you can see that these are all sort of tongue twisters. And I'm going to give you a tongue twister that is sort of alliterative. And you can try saying it five times in a row. And when we come back, I'm going to make Michael say it five times in a row. All right? All right. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to our listener special episode. Today's category is alliteration. Using the same sound or letter at the beginning of each or more words, most of the words in a sentence, like Betty bought a bit of butter. And before we went on break, we did a couple of them. Peter Piper picked a peck off and we got some lovely answers. And we did sparkling spiderweb spun by and we got very creative answers for that one. I think people are now getting into the spirit of it. So before we move on, let's see who won questions number one and two. Of course, there were no wrong answers, so we just did a raffle. And the winner for question number one is Jayant. Woohoo! Well done, Jayant. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Today it's really, really important that in the subject line you put in question number one, May 23, 2015, so that we know exactly who won which question today, because we're going to have eight correct answers. So make sure you put question number one, May 23rd, 2015, in the subject line of your email, and in the body, your question, answer, and your name and contact information. And Jayant, probably the same Jayant who was in our studio last time, huh? So it was good to hear your voice. All right, question number two, sparkling spiderweb spun by, and of course, again, no wrong answers. I think this was won by Akshat, and Akshat, I think, said small spiders, and that's good too. So Akshat, well done. Write to us, remember, on the subject line, mention question number two. Question number two, May 23rd, 2015. All right, so that was questions number one and two. Before we went on break, I tell you, really difficult tongue twister, because Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers is actually a tongue twister, right? And we're going to make Michael say it. All right, here goes. And you guys can all try it at home. It's very, very simple. Red lorry, blue lorry. Red lorry, blue lorry. So now Michael, say it five times quickly.
Red lorry, blue lorry. Red lorry, blue lorry. Red lorry, blue lorry.
Not bad. You've speeded up though. Red lorry, blue lorry. Red lorry. Yep, it's too difficult. All right, let's move on to question number three. Again, looking for creative answers, but there are no wrong answers so long as it makes a sensible sentence. Question number three. She sells seashells by the, again a tongue twister, it has a conventional answer, that's acceptable. If not, if you come up with something funny on your own, we'd love to hear it. 510-770-1550 is the call-in number. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. Hello. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Still thinking. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and we have the seashore.
Rahul says seashore. Yes, that is a conventional one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is seashore.
Seashore. All right, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Dusty and the answer is sparkling stone.
Sparkling stones. All right. Perfect. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Dishan, and my answer is singing on the seashore.
Singing on the seashore. But remember, it has to make sense. She sells seashells by the...
Oh, by the seashore then.
By the seashore. Okay, Nishan, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lizzie, and the answer is...
Salty sodas. Awesome. Very good. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita and the answer is sunshine.
Sunshine. Nice. Sunshine. Very much. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is spiky squid.
Spiky squid. Cool. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arun. I'm the answer is down by the seashore.
Seashore. Thank you, Arun. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jen, and the answer is Super Sparkling Shore.
Super Sparkling Shore. All right. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller.
Hi, my name is Anshul. And the answer is Sparkling Seashore.
Sparkling Seashore, says Anchal. Thank you, Anchal. That was the last caller for our question number 3. And remember, no wrong answer so long as it makes a sentence. So long as it makes a sentence. All right? So we are done now with question number 3. We had, we take 10 calls. We finished our 10 calls. Now we're going to move on to question number 4. It's question number 4 now. So please don't answer for she sells seashells by the, because we're going to have a new sentence now. Here goes for number 4. Please put your pencil away and... Please put your pencil away and... And you can put in whatever you like, so long as it makes alliterative sense. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. No. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Prince, and I think the answer is singing sea waves.
Oh, Prince, we're done with that one. We'll have a new one now. You want to try it?
Yes.
Please put your pencil away and... Please put your pencil away and... All right, think and get back. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nandini, and... I think the answer is paint pictures.
Paint pictures. Wonderful. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishal, and the answer is clean the table.
And clean the table. That's what I bet your teacher tells you every time, huh? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sudarshan, and I think it's hi, you put your pencil away and your pen away.
And your pen away. Okay, Sudarshan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni. My answer is proudly pout.
Proudly pout. Awesome, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tati, and the answer is pin the paper.
Pin the paper. Very nice. Please put your pencil away and pin the paper. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and the answer is poke the paddle.
Poke the paddle. Please put your pencil away and poke the paddle. Awesome. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anagra. I think the answer is Pepper's Packet.
What's that?
The answer is Pepper's Packet.
Pepper Packet. All right. Anagra says Pepper Packet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharia, and I think the answer is Play Safely.
Play Safely. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Pick Pens.
Pick Pens. Okay, very good. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishan, and my answer is Play Parcheesi.
Play Parcheesi, very good. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Post Pictures.
Post Pictures, and Pooja was the last caller for question number 2. So I know lots of people have been still waiting to call. We're going to have 4 more questions after our break. When we come back, we'll see who won for questions number 3 and 4. And we're doing our listener special on alliteration with Vidya and Michael here in the studio. Jieja, Sawal Kieja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. It's just me, Vidya, and Michael in the studio today. We're doing a listener special on alliteration. Some of the funny examples we've had so far are sparkling spiderweb spun by sneaky squid, And she sells seashells by the... What did we get that for that one? She sells seashells by the sparkling seashore. And just before we went on break, we did... Please put your pencil away. And lots of answers were paint pictures and pens away. Of course, as I said, so long as it makes a coherent sentence, nothing is wrong. And so long as it alliterates with the previous words in the sentence, nothing is wrong. So from the many answers we got, here are our winners. Question number 3 is Ishita. All right. Michael, clap, clap, clap. Ishita, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention question number 3 and today's date. I see that Jayant has already sent us an email. Go, Jayant. Awesome job. Please, Akshat and Ishita, you need to send us an email as well. Question number 4 is won by Pooja. All right. Lucky Pooja. You know what to do. Question number 4. Subject line has question number 4, May 23rd, 2015. All right. Let's move on to question number 5. We are still doing alliteration. For those who are just tuning in, we need 2 more words to follow the phrase I mentioned on air. Excuse me, I have a bad cough. We need 2 more words which follow the alliterative things. Like if I say Betty bought a bot, you say a bit of butter. That makes sense. Question number 5. Pinky planted. That's it. Pinky planted. Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Laura. The answer is pink pot.
Pink pot. All right. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Radhika, and my answer is some strawberries.
Some strawberries. Well, that's interesting. Pinky planted some strawberries. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tuti, and the answer is pink pennies.
Pink pens. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ryan, and I think the answer is pretty peppers.
Pretty peppers. And what's your name again? I didn't get it.
Rashmi.
Thank you, Rashmi. Pretty peppers it is. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharia, and I think the answer is pinky planted pink roses.
Pink roses. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is purple petunias.
Purple petunias. Very good. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashi, and my answer is purple pigs.
Purple pigs. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and the answer is purple poppies.
Purple poppies. Lovely. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Darshan. I say pickled pots.
Pickled pots. All right. Last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and I think the answer is pink plants.
Pink plants. All right. So that was pinky planted. That was a question we've done. We're done with our 10 callers for this question. Don't worry. We have a few more questions left. So you can try again if you missed out your opportunity on this one. But I want to mention something. We had someone say pinky planted pink roses. Well, it does alliterate, but it doesn't meet our standard because we need both words to alliterate. However, the person who said pinky planted some strawberries, because she has 2 words that are the same, beginning with the same letter or beginning with the same letter sound, that's acceptable. So just, I know we're being a little fussy here, but alliteration means it continues either in a series or begins a new set of alliterations. Okay? All right. So that was question number 5. Let's go to question number 6. Here we go. Larry's llama likes. Larry's llama likes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nisha, and I think the answer is pink plants. Pink plants.
So, put the radio down. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on
the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. I think they're still listening to our old recording. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is letter lamb.
What's that? Letter?
Letter lamb.
Letter lamb. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharia and he thinks the answer is Larry Slamma likes licking lollipop.
Oh, perfect. Best answer so far. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is Larry Lama likes lolly lick.
Lolly lick. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is Leaping Lemons.
Leaping Lemons. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sudarshan. I think Sticky Sandwiches.
Sticky Sandwiches. And let me know, is that Sudarshan or Sudarshana?
Sudarshan.
Sudarshan. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and I think the answer is Lovely Lanterns.
Lovely Lanterns, Rashmi. Good job. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashvi.
Go ahead, Kashvi. Just turn the radio down and talk to me.
Hi, my name is Kashvi, and the answer is Little Lilies.
Little Lilies. Very nice. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Radhika, and I think it's Larry. Lama likes lemons.
Lemons. I need two words. Ooh, you got disconnected? Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lana, the answer's Leaning Lamps.
Leaning Lamps. All right, last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nandini, and I think the answer is Looney Lighting.
What's that?
Hi, my name is Nandini, and I think the answer is Looney Lighting.
Looney Lighting. All right. Nandini was the last caller for our question number 6. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we see who are the winners for questions 5 and 6, and we'll do 2 more questions. So if you have missed out, don't worry. More opportunities on the way. You're listening to the Safari, which means many words in the sentence having the same letter or letter sound beginning. We've done a bunch of fun ones like Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers and sparkling spider webs spun by sneaky spiders. And now it's time to look at who won for our last 2 ones. We had Larry's Llama. No, we had Pinky planted purple petunias. And Larry's Llama likes licking lollipops. Those are awesome ones. And from all the correct answers, our winners were for number 5, Roshni. All right. Good job. Write to us. Don't forget, in the subject line, mention question number 5, May 23rd, 2015. And question number 6 was won by Shreya. Shreya, write to us again at tosafariquizshow@gmail.com. Question number 6, May 23rd, 2015, should be the subject line of your email. All right, let's move on to number 7. Number 7 is Silly Sally Shopped For. Silly Sally Shopped For. 510-770-1550 is our call-in number. 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tuti, and the answer is Sweet.
Sweet. Moving on. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pooja, and I think the answer is 16 skirts.
16 skirts. Wow, no wonder she was silly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aurel, and the answer is Silly Sally Shop for Stinging Scorpions.
Singing Scorpions. Rahul has an interest in stinging scorpions. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Misty, and the answer is Salty Samosas.
Salty Samosas, yes, not silly. I shopped for one of those just this morning. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikhil. Silly Sally shops for small stockings.
Small stockings. I have a feeling that this could become a very nice tongue twister too. Silly Sally shopped for small stockings. Yes, hi, go ahead. You're on the air. I'm just trying out my tongue twister. Go ahead.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is Silly Sally shop for Shoppy Shark.
Shoppy Shark. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharia, and I think the answer is Silly Sally shopped for 60 silly shirts.
60 silly shirts. What's your name? That's Shriya. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sudarshan, and I think it's Sassy Slippers.
Sassy Slippers. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashmi, and I think the answer is Slimy Slug.
Slimy slugs. Yes, that's why she was silly. That's why she was silly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and I think the answer is silky skirts.
Silky skirts. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is silky scarves.
Silky scarves. Ashna was the last caller for question number 7. All right, let's take a quick, chatty break where I try out. Whoops, what happened? So this is the moment that I'm trying out my, let me see, Silly Sally shop for what is that? What's the silky stockings? Small stockings, I think you said, right? Small stockings. Okay, Silly Sally shop for small stockings. Silly Sally shop for, oh, I can do it. Michael, what about you? Silly Sally shop for small stockings.
Silly Sally small shop.
All right. Okay, let's move on to question number 8. Here we go. Daffy Duck drove to. Daffy Duck drove to. 510-770-1550. Daffy Duck. Daffy Duck drove to. Let's see who has an answer for us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashi, and the answer is Daffodil Duck.
Daffodil?
Duck.
Duck. Daffy Duck drove to Daffodil Duck. Okay, fair enough. Kashi. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Rahul, and the answer is Den of Death.
What's that?
Den of Death.
Den of Death. Oh my gosh. Rahul is going to come up with some very interesting noir novels in this future featuring stinging scorpions and Den of Deaths. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Titi, and the answer is Doggy Daycare.
Doggy Daycare. Awesome. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is Disney Deck.
Disney Duck. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Latish.
Yeah?
And the answer is Distant Denver.
Distant Denver. Very good. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Dover in Delaware.
What in Delaware? Dover, Delaware.
And Delaware.
Dover and Delaware. Awesome. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sohail, and the answer is Dangerous Ditch.
Dangerous Ditch. Fabulous. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Sharia, and I think the answer is Daffy Duck drove to Dolphin Drive.
Wonderful. Excellent. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashmi, and I think the answer is Dazzling Disney.
Dazzling Disneyland. How about that? Last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sudarshan, and the answer is Downtown Denver.
Downtown Denver. Very straight. Well done. All right. I hope you guys had fun. This was our last question, I think, unless we have time when we come back from the break. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who got questions 7 and 8, and then wind up the show. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the final moments of our most recent episode. My English accent after listening to the song is getting more and more Indian because I am just an ordinary quizmaster girl. That was a really funny song, and I'm looking forward to seeing that movie tonight. All right. So we were doing alliteration, and number 7 was Silly Sally shopped for. Number 8 was Daffy Duck drove to. We got fabulously creative answers. Thank you for everyone. Thank you to everyone for playing along today. And let's take a look at who won number 7 and 8. Our number 7 winner was Sudarshan. Well done. Sudarshan, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention question number 7, May 23rd, 2015. Same rule goes to Kashvi, who won question number 8. Oh-hoo! Kashvi, question number 8, May 23rd, 2015 in our subject line. And in the body, some contact information for you so Miss Anu can get your prize to you. By the way, it's been an hour, but I've only heard from 3 winners so far. I'm hoping that all 8 of you will be writing to us today itself, so that Miss Anu has an easy time and can give out all the prizes tomorrow. Because what happens is that if just one or two of you respond and the others don't, she has to wait till everyone does. And that really delays matters for everyone. So please, please, please don't hesitate. Send us your emails right away. I know everybody has a smartphone nearby and can send us a quick email to safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, that's our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
हाथों की अब गिरहा दी ऐसे कि टूटे ये कभी ना साथी मेरे हाथों में तेरे हाथों की अब गिरहा दी ऐसे कि टूटे ये कभी ना कहीं सपनों के गौरे छूटे ना फिर भी धरती से पारे अगर पानी से फिर लिख दे वो वादे सारे